First in family. What's going on, y'all? That was my woosah moment. My attempt at inhaling
the good
shit.
Yeah.
And exhaling the not so good shit. Because we've kind of had some not so good shit today.
Everybody's fine. It's not that. It's not serious.
So I'm just shaking it off like my girl T Swift. Shake it off. Shake it off. Thanks for shaking it off with us. Because it's time. What? Do you know what I'm going to say?
I was singing Shake It Off in my head.
Why don't you sing it for all of us?
No. Oh, no.
Why don't you sing it for the fam?
Oh, no.
Can you do the dance?
Anne doesn't sing.
Enough of that. Ooh. It's time for the fry.
Yay.
Q-N.
A.
With A.
With a what?
With J.
Not my fault. And A.
That was a terrible job of cover move. You left me hanging right there. You could have easily done the reverse, A and J, and then kind of, and we would have fixed this in the post-show debrief.
You can't throw me off. I'm just getting the hang of this. You can't mix it up like that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I apologize for my error. I am going to take full responsibility for it and not blame it on the day we've had.
Oh, man, guys. Well, yeah.
My man, Eric. He helped kick our day off with some good vibes, so yeah. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you for the good vibes. I shared them with the boss, and she appreciates, and I'm going to send them back your way, too. Well, I thought that would make that go away. I'm turning the lights on. We're here. Finn Live. Jonathan in the house. Anna Patterson, happy Manic Friday.
It's accurate.
Yeah, accurate. It's something.
I don't know what is manic in your world, but you will hear about what's a little manic in ours.
It's just another Manic Friday.
Oh.
I don't have anything else for that.
It could be whatever manic day you want.
Well, the
I don't
song,
care what the
song
the says.
Song,
the I don't
song
care what
the manic
song says.
Monday, wish it were Sunday, I don't have to run day.
Nah, we're changing it.
You are number one day, you know what I'm saying? Gary Cummings, what's up? How are you? My man Nick in the house. What's up? Watching after a 16-minute imam. Or 16 imam.
Yeah.
Now on the elliptical. I'm into it, man. Get some. Val's here. What's up, Val?
Val, who was hanging out in the sun today. The weather was hot where she was, finally. What? I'm excited for her.
Thanks for sharing.
We live somewhere it's hot all the time, so that's exciting when you live in a cold weather place.
Thank you for sharing. Howdy, Krista. Thank you for sharing. I've been trying to get to you. Sefer says, it's Friday. Breathe in, breathe out. Good vibes heading your way.
I talked to Sefer about what was going on.
I appreciate it. Also, Sefer knows.
She does. We were already talking.
Good. The Banff Manic Friday, to say the least. Yep. Now it's Fry-yay.
It is.
With J.
And A.
Cover and
Sorry,
move, baby.
I got something in my eye. I'm trying
Cover
to
and move as you're messing with your ocular systems.
The whole vision thing is important.
Anna Patterson says she is dividing and conquering three kids in three different places while trying to eat my lasagna and listen to you at the moment.
That's a risky meal to be eating while you're dividing and conquering.
That is a risky meal. Plus, yeah. Lasagna, in my opinion, deserves undivided attention because I am a huge fan of lasagna.
Huge.
My mom's lasagna specifically, which Ann now makes.
That's our holiday food. We don't have traditional holiday meals.
Holiday.
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 All the holidays.
Tyler's here on day three of my deficit. Been an experience, but going to plan.
Winter is here.
Winter is here, my man. And this is definitely a case where failing to plan is pretty much planning to fail. Yeah. Those tight windows don't give you much wiggle room. And you're going to find it's not only much more practical, much more feasible, much more successful, it's much more enjoyable when you plan ahead of time because you can stretch those goals to be voluminous and use sauces and seasonings and stuff to make you enjoy it. So, you know,
find what works for you. If you want tips, the group is here for it.
Touch the stove at your own demise if you don't want to plan during a deficit. But we will always encourage planning, so good job. Coach Kelly's in the house. Happy Friday. Ian is here from the Chair of Doom. Yeah, I can imagine. He said, I've never been more exhausted. That makes perfect sense. I can imagine you would be. Hopefully you have a cookie waiting for you when you get back. Just one, though, because we know.
Give you a warm one.
We know. Those cookies are good.
Yeah.
Lori's here hanging out in Salt Lake. Bib gotten and now enjoying laying on the bed listening to y'all.
Yep. Half marathon time.
And Lori brought the scale. First time ever she brought that jammer. And that's awesome, man. Way to continue to grow in your journey. I can dig it. Well, now I wish we could see your face, man. If it's wonderful to see ours, I wish we could see yours, brother. So thank you, man. I appreciate that. FBU.
This is Shane.
Shane, your link. This is where you do need a link. But if you don't have a link, that's fine. Just say dash Shane or SM, Mr. McClure, whatever you want to go by. We'll know it's you. Thanks for joining us, man. I'm not glad that your Friday's been a day, but it's almost over, let's hope. Kevin's in the house. Nice to have some time to catch a live from 33,000 feet. Dang,
awesome.
Where are you flying, boy? Where are you traveling to? Tyler says, going well. Tons of good tips from Adam. Been easier than expected so far. I'm sure the hard days are coming.
Good.
If it's been easy so far, keep doing what you're doing. Don't try to mix it up and get all crazy with it. Now might not be the time to explore. It might be the time to keep it safe so it continues to stay easy. Suffering isn't the way to success. It doesn't mean we always get to do what we want. So find that balance, man. But I'm stoked to hear it. And if it's been easier than you expected, that means Coach Adam did a great job. One, scaring the bejesus out of you so you respected the process. And two, preparing you to set yourself up for success. So killing it. I love it, man. I can't wait to see how winter treats you, man. I bet it's going to be good. We got another FBU.
This is Anna K.
Anna K, your link expired. It's okay, though.
It happens.
Dash a little AK. We always like seeing that.
This is Shane testing out the dash Shane.
The dash Shane works.
I would put it after headed to the ball fields.
That's where I would put it. But we'll get this figured out. It sounds like you're having a day like we're having right now. So I know you guys are just dying to hear about this incredible day, so much so that not a single question was asked. It's like you guys could feel the vibes coming through the ether, the cosmos.
I almost feel like a question would have maybe made it a little less stressful.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But the point is, we can only control what we can control. And you'll hear soon how important that phrase is. So much so, I think I posted about it today even. Wow, look at that. I was priming myself for what we had to look forward to.
Knew.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you guys have it all figured out and no one has any questions, which is awesome. If anything comes up during this process, please ask it. If not, it might be a little bit shorter of a live as we work through our issues and get to hopefully something awesome tonight, which will be hopefully something good to eat, because that's the highlight we have left today is our on-plan food, which should be pretty good.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you what it was other than ice cream and popcorn, other than the creamy and the protein popcorn, which is definitely something to look forward to. So, oh man.
Started early today.
Well, I'm going to go ahead. Ian said, my infusion nurse is, of course, married to a cop. The other nurse today is married to a firefighter.
Yep.
That is par for the course right there. That makes complete sense to me. That is not surprising me at all. Eric says he asked a question last week. You did ask a question last week, and it was a good one. We got to put our nerd hat on, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So I appreciated that question. You also asked me a pretty good question in the DMs, too, so keep the good questions coming.
Nice.
Facebook user.
She's just letting
AK,
you know.
That's it. Yep. I dig it.
With those emojis.
Molly is here. Sorry I'm late, Molly. Nice. The party kicks off when you walk in. It's all good. Krista has a question.
Okay.
What is protein popcorn?
Good question.
I'm glad you asked this. I thought I posted about it, but maybe I didn't.
I don't remember.
This thing right here, it's been a little stretched thin the last couple of weeks. Protein popcorn is the freaking goat. It is the literal amazeballs coolest thing ever. If you've been following us for a while, and I know you have, you know that date night means popcorn, right? And Anne says a lot about our personalities here. Anne likes the sweet popcorn, and me, I like the cheesy popcorn, right? Because I'm a cheesy dude. Get it? Huh? You thought I was gonna say something different? I know you had a different idea of where we were gonna go with that, but you stuffed that down, sweetheart. You just nip. But that's always kind of been. I was more of the savory, salty side of things. That's what you were thinking. And she was always the sweet side, the dessert popcorn. Something kind of switched in my brain pan, and I just really started preferring the sweeter side of things. And I was like, you know what would be pretty weird, pretty crazy, pretty bitchin', is if, instead of just like Splenda and cinnamon, what if we threw some frickin' Mulk on the popcorn? Right? Some darkness, some chocolate peanut butter, some strawberry Slayer.
Yeah.
And then Anne's like, what if we threw the strawberry Slayer on there, and then we threw some PB Fit on there? Like peanut butter, jelly, protein popcorn. And I gotta tell you, that's freaking super legit. And then Genius over here decided to take it up another notch and melt some freaking dark chocolate chips and kind of drizzle that on so it makes like nuggets of goodness. So protein popcorn is very simple. Think about every other way we've made this popcorn before in the past. You just get your kernel seasonings, or you get your cinnamon and your Splenda or whatever. You spray a little butter spray, and then you put your powder on there. But you do it with your protein. So you can literally like crank the notch up to like a 1-to-1 if you really want to protein it. Popcorn, like carb to protein ratio, so your snack is like freaking amazing. And you know, you take the popcorn at the end and you scoop the powder stuff up and the chocolate and the freaking Mulk, and it's just so fucking good. It's that good. Like, it's so close to creamy game changer status. It's not, but it's so close. It's so close. And now what really sucks is I want my protein popcorn and I want my creamy. So, like, I skip snack during the day, protein gets spread out because I'm having a huge, massive bomb at the end of the day, and it's freaking amazing. It's so worth it. So that is what protein popcorn is, and it's freaking the goat, and we do it every date night now. Yeah, yeah. It's changed for me. It's changed the game. So I hope you dig it because it's freaking awesome. Grayson says, hey guys, I'm a bit late. You just missed me whining. That's all. Whining about the day we had. We haven't even talked about the day we had. But, yeah. Yes, Krista, you are correct.
It's good.
The holiest of shit. Yes, it is that freaking good. And you know us, we're not going to tell you guys to try something if it's not freaking legit. It is legit. I don't know what this was supposed to mean. It's so many hours till... Seat?
Something.
Set?
Something. It's good, though.
Oh, I think it's so many hours till the creamiest set, maybe? Eric, help me out. My brain's not working. I apologize. Oh,
till dessert.
So many hours till dessert. That makes sense. I got to scroll down.
Gotcha.
Ian says, it sticks that well with just spray. Yes.
It does. So if you melt the chocolate chips in the microwave and you kind of, you know, stir it every now and then until it gets liquid... I drizzle the chocolate chips on it and kind of shake it up and drizzle some more chocolate and shake it up.
So it's a bit of a process.
The chocolate a little bit. And then Pam spray. What I do is mix the Mulk and the PB Fit together and I add a little salt. And then you just mix the dry powder together. And that's it. Butter Pam spray, dry powder. Butter Pam spray, dry powder.
If you really wanted to be whatever, you could literally take it and dip it.
You could if you make it a pudding.
You could do a lick and dip.
Yeah, you could do
into
that
the
too.
Powder. That's what I was thinking. Like what are those dipping dipsticks?
Yeah, back in the day,
dipsticks, whatever. Yeah. You could do it that way if you wanted to.
Those chalk things that tasted.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah,
when it comes to protein popcorn. But man, it is freaking a banger.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Gary, can you do a video on this? It's funny.
Well,
because when I get into this story, I was talking to some new friends, I guess we'll be seeing a lot of here lately, about all the crazy stuff people video. And I was thinking about, this will all make sense too. I've got to open up an OnlyFans account here soon so we can afford what's about to happen in our lives.
We have new expensive friends.
But what he was talking about was he has a friend of a friend, of course they all do, who was talking about someone that was filming videos of their feet. And so she walks in the house and she's just sitting there and it's just her feet walking on the carpet. And she goes over to the counter and she's just putting her phone down, doing it. You see her feet the whole time. And then she grabs a little cherry pie and puts it on a thing and then walks over on the plate and she's holding it and sits down on the carpet and then starts stepping. Stepping in the pie,
really
right?
Weird ASMR. Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so, I mean, there's a video for anything. So if you want me to make a video of shaking popcorn, I think it's going to be like $7.99 for my OnlyFans. You sign right up, man. I'll make any video you want, sir. You want to see me shaking popcorn. But it really is simple.
Weird.
Gary says, now it makes sense.
Gotcha.
Now it makes sense. Yeah, Gary, we can absolutely help you out if you need a little help on that. But it's just like when we shake the Colonel Seasons on, but you're just shaking the protein powder. Now, this right here is next level. This is what we do when the rare time when life provides us with an opportunity to go to a movie theater. We don't get to do that that often. Yeah. That's like a big deal for us. But Eric says you could put it in a bag and shake it. Yes, you could.
You could. You still need to spray it.
You do need to spray it because that helps it stick. But that's the same way with Colonel Seasons and everything else. But you could do that.
If you were going to use real butter, that's how they shake it up in a bag. You could use real butter.
You could do that.
Drop a chunk of butter in there and then shake it up.
That's a whole lot of cheese you can't have later, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta balance that budget. We don't tend to do that, but you could.
But all right, now that we have front-loaded this with amazing stuff, let's talk about our day. So, I got up, I went and did my thing, did my walk, did my jam, did my whatever, and what the heck were we even, how do we even notice this? Oh, I was working out. I was lifting first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Ann came in from walking Pork Chop, and Pork Chop walked over to the corner of our garage where we have our platform that we lift on. If you've seen me shirtless, you know, in short shorts, I apologize, but that's the platform. And then next to the platform, there's a little squat stand, barbells where we keep our stuff, and a Bosu stretch ball that I don't think either of us have touched since like 1982 or whatever it was we got in that thing. But Pork Chop kind of took off in the corner, and he never goes over there, and he kind of knows this corner or whatever, and there was like water in the garage.
And now some of you know where we're going.
I said, there's some water in the garage. I said, huh. I said, that's weird.
Like a puddle.
Yeah. And so we move the ball, and there's this puddle of standing water in the corner by the garage door. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, I moved that ball yesterday to move a barbell. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
What's going on? Did you spill something? And, you know, I was in the garage. Right, yeah. Right. Like, what's going on here? Did it come in through the garage door? It hasn't been raining. We're in through stuff. I said, well, where does it go? Understand. We've got shit everywhere, right? The racks against the wall, then the platform, then there's these cubbies that stack up that we have shoes and belts and all this stuff in, and it goes all the way to the wall. And Ann starts tracing it back, and the water's going all the way back to where? To the pipes. The water pipes coming out of the wall that fill the whole house with water.
Along the entire wall.
Right. And so we look over here and we move some stuff out of the way, and from the slab, there's a pool of water.
And now there's a puddle forming, yeah.
Puddle running all the way out of the house, going out the garage. This is how we know this is a new occurrence, because you kind of notice if there's water coming out of your garage. I mean, like, I'm not the most observant person on the planet, but we do have to walk by it multiple times a day. Walking Pork Chop, we're lifting in the gym every day. So this was weird that we caught this when we did. But there's a leak in the house. Now, our house was built in 1981. Mm-hmm. 1981. Since moving in 2020, we did a COVID move. If you guys weren't around for that, that was fun. closing with masks on. We've already had a slab leak on one side where they had to come in, jackhammer up our foundation, refill it, cut pipes off, and do all this stuff. And there was already some replaced pipe work already. So we kind of know the over-under on this thing, but we're like, man, you know, again, you know, all right, have them come out, have them check this out.
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best. It may not be a slab thing. It may not be a whatever. Just come have them look.
Well, the good news is our water bill had not changed. And the last time we had a leak, we didn't know because the water bill wasn't changing and we didn't hear it initially. We heard a sound in the walls of water flowing at some point, and then the water bill got jacked up. This time the water bill was fine. There's no noise. There's no nothing. So I was like,
literally,
it just
started.
A huge leak.
It just
right?
started, right? Like, we just saw this leak. So, long story short, no, it won't be short. Plumbers come out, right? We somehow call the plumber that did the last slab leak. They didn't answer their phone.
Yeah.
So Ann springs into action, goes to Vero Beach, home, whatever's. You know, whatever the Facebook group is where everybody talks crap or supports local business. Hey, who do we call? Plumber name came up. Awesome. Call him up. They're like, yeah, man. He looks at the schedule. You know, nice guy. Ann says he looks at the schedule. He's like, oh, yeah. The soonest I can have someone out. And Ann's like, oh.
In my brain, I'm like, oh, it's going to be like 2 days or 3 days or a week. And we're going to have a leak. And
He goes, the soonest I could, maybe noon or one.
Today. Same day.
Well, it's like 8 o'clock. We're like, bring it.
All right.
You know? So Ann goes down, lifts whatever. Plumbers end up coming, and I end up going down there. And let's see what's going on. So
now, at this point, we've got the platform, which is not an easy move, right? The platform is like a foot off the back wall. So I get everything else moved. Weights and the bench and all the crap on the back wall. Everything. I took the
ladder
down.
All our plates. Our Olympic bumper plates, bar carriers, farmer's walk handles, racks. I mean, Ann's moved everything.
Moved everything because I was like, they're going to need to get in there. Took the ladder off the wall because somebody's going to hit their head on it. Like, it's a procedure. But we can't move the platform in 10 minutes because this thing, guys, you have to tear down. There's bolts and
our rack is bolted
screws
to it. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's... Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah.
4x8 sheets of plywood, plus horse mats, plus a leveling platform. That was another subject we talked about a long time ago. So we didn't get all this freaking stuff down. So we cleared it out. Plumbers come in. They walk over and look, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a leak. Thanks for the jokes. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. No, they were nice. They were cool.
Yeah.
But he's looking at it, and he's like, man, where's this coming from? And so you got old crusty plumber, younger, you know, get after it plumber, and then a young kid that's apprenticing. And we're talking, which don't ever talk to people where they're working on your stuff because they get way too comfortable. But we're looking at him, he's like, I don't know where this is coming from, right?
That's a good sign.
He's looking, and we're all looking at the floor, right? And all of a sudden something like, you know, Jurassic Park, and the water moves. He goes, oh, did y'all see that? And I'm like, bro, I didn't see anything, man. I'm standing over here trying to get a post up because, you know, I've been down here for an hour. He's like, it's coming from whatever. So he feels it, and there's a section of a pipe on the wall. He goes, oh, it's coming from right here. He's like, it's not in the slab. He's like, this is good. We don't have to tear your house up. I was like, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man. He goes, you know, it's this pipe. I see it. We're going to cut this section out, put it in. He goes, but the bad news is he goes, this has been happening all over. He goes, we don't even do new construction anymore because all we're doing is repiping houses. He goes, you're going to need to get your house repiped.
The backstory real quick on this is Florida has copper piping. Florida changed the way that they
Vero
process.
Beach did.
Vero Beach
they,
changed
they
the way that
they... switched to reverse osmosis.
Yep, the way they filter their water. And it is eating up the copper pipes.
What reverse osmosis does, for you guys that don't know, I found out a couple hours ago, is it... literally, the process pulls all the minerals out of your water. Well, what's copper, guys? It's a mineral. So when that reverse osmosis water flows through, it tries to grab the minerals. It can. It takes the minerals from your copper pipes, and it puts holes in them. So everyone whose house is from this time period with these copper pipes now has all these leaks. That's where our last slab leak came from. That's why we bought the house. There was PEX going up the walls because they've been slowly replacing these because they didn't want to repipe the house. Now we get to repipe the house eventually.
As soon as they can come out and do it.
Eventually. So they cut the section out on the wall and they go to put the little quick fitters in as the guy's taking a hammer and a screwdriver and chiseling out concrete block to kind of get these couplings in, puts it in, and it's still leaking. So now he has to pull it out, put the old copper sleeve on, sweat the pipe, do all the old school stuff, which he didn't want to do because it can kind of heat up other areas of the pipe and create more pressure or whatever, but no factor. Fixes the pipe, leaves, all good to go, tells us, yeah, it's probably going to be about $15,000 to repipe your house. So whenever you just find an extra $15,000 lying around.
But they were like, you're going to want to do this sooner rather than later with the rate we've been seeing the repipes done. He's like, you're going to want to get an estimate on this.
It's a foregone conclusion. You're going to have to repipe your house. So whenever you want us to come out, take a look. We do an estimate. We got a good crew, whatever, whatever. But it's kind of a foregone conclusion. You're going to have to do this. So it's like, awesome. So, you know, what kidney can I sell? What do I have to do to make this happen? But no big deal. So we just go about our day. We're doing our thing. And I put a fan up to kind of blow the thing out, lowered the garage to about yay. And we're just going about our day, letting the garage get cleared out. We go to walk pork chop later afternoon, and I go, oh, I forgot I left this open. And I walk over, and what do I see? But there's a puddle at the end of the garage where the first puddle was. Because when he fixed the leak, it created another one. Or it was leaking and we didn't see it. So now it's bubbling back up, albeit a little bit slower. And I'm just like, what? 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 Like, it's the slab. Now we have to do the slab thing now on top of the... What? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We'll call him back out. We'll see what we can do. So Ann springs into action.
The lady was very nice. And I said, hey, you guys were just out here a couple hours ago. And there was a leak, and they fixed it and said that we were good to go, that we would need to get an estimate for repiping at some point, but that we should be good for now. And now it's leaking again, and it's pooling water in our garage. And she goes, I have my scheduler closed. Give me a second. Let me open it back up.
Yeah, they closed at 4, and this is like 3:30. Yeah.
And she goes, I'm going to send him out to you right now. I said, okay, sounds good. Send him on out. Let's go.
So they come out. And now it's the old senior dude and the young apprentice. Yeah. My other boy, he's out for the weekend. He doesn't work on call. He's so like, I'm done.
She told me on the phone that the other guy was fixing a clogged kitchen sink somewhere.
Okay. So they come out, and he's like, man, where's this coming from? I don't know. He's like, well, let me whatever. It's not very technical, guys. Like I know when we were on, like, you know, training to do USAR, we're looking at rock, you know, rubble piles and stuff like that. It's not very technical, right? You got to get that camera in somewhere. So how are you going to get eyes on it? You're going to drill through it, right? Well, apparently that's how it works with plumbing too. Because this guy just gets his screwdriver and his hammer and he's like, you know, I'm going to check where that master comes in because I thought maybe we should just go ahead and replace that. And he just chisels a hole like this.
Punching holes.
Around the pipe. And I'm like, oh, God. That's like a freaking orthopedic surgeon with my house. He's just making a big hole. And he goes, well, look at that. And right out of the pipe that he was telling the other guy, when you look at that pipe beforehand, it's just a steady stream from a pinhole.
Into the block.
Into the block, into the CMU, filling it up. And that's why it's coming through where the block rests on the foundation. And so he's like, okay, well, you know, we could do this and come from the outside and do whatever and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, but when I fix this, he goes, it could happen over there next. And it could happen over there next. It could happen over there next. And I said, so we got to repipe this house now. And he's like, I mean, I can fix this. And he goes, but if I fix this and I charge you to fix this and then we come back, he goes, we're not going to reuse this. He goes, I got to yank it all out because we're not using that pipe. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, I can put like a rubber clamp on it and you know, and slow it down, you know, enough to where you might not notice it. He goes, but you need to get this done. And I'm like next week done? And he's like, yeah. Like next week done. Like, I'm going to go ahead and have my guy come out and give you an estimate, and we're going to try to get you on the schedule done. So we went from Friday to, wow, man, I'm really glad they fixed that leak. It wasn't a slab, you know. Oh, man, just a little pipe. We got this. It's good. To, yeah, now we're out about 15 grand.
The saving graces, though, because, listen, I'm all for looking for the positives.
15 grand.
Last year, we took a lot of trips. We were gone for a long time last year, and it was great. We had awesome opportunities and experiences. We're not on vacation right now because we could have left for 2 weeks and been gone the day this happened and come back to a completely flooded house or a water bill that's $1,300,
it would have,
right?
Wrecked the platform for sure.
It would have wrecked everything. And the second saving grace is that we live in Florida close to the water, so our bottom story is block. It's a great thing. We're not a wood frame bottom story because that would have been another disaster. So it's controlled right now.
He did go out and try to drill some drain holes outside into my house, too. And none of them drained any water, but I have two additional holes.
In the outside.
In the outside. And I was like, isn't that going to give a thing a purchase point for bugs to, you know, and stuff to come in? He's like, yeah, we'll grout it back when we come back out. And after he drilled two unsuccessful, he's like, yeah, I don't want to punch any more holes in your wall. I said, I don't want you to punch any more holes in the wall. Thank you. He did notice, I didn't tell you this, outside where the foundation, the slab meets the block, the paint's all bubbled. He said, so that leak's been collecting for a while.
Okay.
So he thinks it's been filling in the block in the void space. So, long story short, we're out about $15,000 today. So if you know anyone that wants nutrition coaching and wants to be part of the best family around and put themselves first with First in Nutrition, now's a good time.
It's a good time.
It's a really good time. And we'll give you 4 weeks for everyone you bring in.
You know, another great thing is, listen, I called three separate companies. One was the company that came out today because they were on it, like, in a couple hours they were here. I had to call for estimates. All three companies will come out and give us a repiping estimate without charging us, which is cool because a lot of times they charge for estimates and, you know, whatnot. And they're all going to be here on Monday. They were all like, well, we're coming on Monday. I said, we're going to have, like, dueling estimates going
That's
on.
That's right. Y'all, can Y'all fight see over there's it. Competition here, right?
Let's see who has the best price. Let's go.
There can be only one.
So Monday. They will be here Monday to, it will be Manic Monday.
What else do we like to do on Monday? It's going to be a good day, guys.
Yeah.
So that's what we got going on. So if you know anybody that needs some help, we'd love to help them personally.
And somebody did ask me earlier, well, doesn't the homeowner's insurance cover that? Repiping house is considered preventative maintenance. It is not a coverable charge.
Well, upgrading our roof that was repaired not to code when we bought in, that cost a
now
lot
that
of money.
Saved us about half the year's worth of insurance.
But it's not a coverable expense unless a hurricane rips it off.
Right. So unless the house floods, and then they cover the flood damage, but not the repiping.
So, yeah, so that's what we got going down. So if you wonder why...
it's been a day.
Yeah. If you wonder why I'm not in the...
Sometimes we gotta adult.
Right.
This is just the downside of adulting.
Right. Gary said his heating oil tank started leaking in November.
Oh.
Was lucky. I went in the basement that day. $2,600 later, we had a new tank.
I'm glad you got in there that day because
I'm gonna find out which one of these people could set us up for a tankless water heater while we're doing all this stuff. Let's just pay all the freaking money.
Let's do it.
Kelly says, oh no. Yeah, that's it right there. Water damage does suck. You are correct.
Yep.
Ian says, my house has copper pipes and lead solder, and all the lead solder is blowing out and needs replacing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to be good, man. We can tell you how it goes. We can tell you how it goes. But apparently, it's so rampant right now in Vero Beach that the company that came out, they go, we don't even do new construction anymore.
Yeah, we're too busy.
We're too busy repiping houses. So whoever made this great decision for reverse osmosis, thanks for all us copper folk out here.
The fun fact I also found out today is that when they repipe your house, typically, they have to bust up your walls to get to the pipes. They may or may not have to do that depending on the structure of our house, but we potentially need a drywall guy afterwards to come in to pay to repatch all the drywall that they're going to tear up.
You want to hear what's awful, Gary? Because this is awful. You're correct. Was when the guy looks at me and goes, yeah, he goes, you're going to need the guy to come in and do sheetrock afterwards because you're going to have a bunch of holes in your wall. I'm like, y'all don't have anybody that does that with you. So now when we're in a state where no one wants to do any work, period.
Yeah.
Like that's what I was talking to the plumber that didn't come back the second time. He's from, my accent recognition is very poor, but it's either an Ireland or a Scotland. I'm pretty sure. But he was like, yeah, nobody wants to come to work. And I'm like, you are correct. Nobody wants to do any work anymore, period. Even cushy, fan your nuts, work from your computer work. Nobody wants to put the work in. They all want to receive a reward. They all want to win the prize and reap a benefit, but no one wants to do the work. They especially don't want to in the trades anymore. And so it's like, it makes sense to me that, you know, you guys are having trouble keeping up with demand, but you know what else makes sense to me? We're going to have trouble finding somebody that can actually do sheetrock. And the thing is, listen, 2000s, 90s construction, where they just slap shit together and spray orange peel? Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
That's not how our house is. Our house is like immaculate, smooth, like craftsman drywall. This guy can't do that. So now we gotta find somebody that can actually do sheetrock correctly.
Yeah.
And that might take a couple months. So I told Ann, it was funny, after they fixed the pipe the first time, and we were talking jokingly about when we have to repipe our house, and they're like, yeah, we're going to come in down from the ceiling. We're not going to go up through the floor anymore. I was like, what are they going to do with our kitchen through the ceiling? Because it, like, our sink, there's an open spot. I'm like, you can't pipe that. And I'm like, well, we'll just do it when we do your kitchen remodel. Ha ha, because we can't afford that. Well, now... it's fun. It's a good time.
It's life.
Sephra says, it's one of those situations where all you can do is laugh.
It is, and we're going to talk about this. I mean, well, you know, the moral of the story is, if there was ever a day that I wanted to not control things, that I wanted to eat all the things and just say, screw it, let's go get Taco Bell and all the things and dessert and ice cream and I'm going to go get a pie and house the whole thing because I can. Today would be that day. It would be that day. Not going to do that because not only will the problem still exist and there still be a leak and we still have to pay to get it fixed, I'm going to feel like crap.
Yeah. Yeah, you can control the things you can't control, or you can accept being controlled by all the things you cannot. So we're doing our best to try and control what we can and not be too bummed out of it. Because at the end of the day, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We've had plenty of ramen noodle months and sleeping on floors. I mean, like,
I literally told the kid, I said, we'll just have to figure out how much ramen we're going to eat. I said, and I am going to start that OnlyFans. Because I was talking to these three plumbers, right? Young guy, grizzled guy, 35 years, he told me he's been doing it. And a young, middle, you know, very well-qualified plumber, probably been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling them about how we went on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on Virgin Voyages.
Yeah.
I said, it's like Royal Caribbean or whatever, but Virgin. And the old guy was like, oh, yeah, Virgin. You know, probably remembers Virgin Records back in the day. You know, Russell, you know, Richard Branson. And I was like, yeah. I said, in Virgin, I said, it's awesome. It's our favorite. I said, but it's very accepting. And I'm feeling the room, right? And they were like, yeah. I said, and so you have to be very accepting of, you know, people that are very accepting. I'm with three tradesmen, right? Feeling it out. So I feel it out, and it's pretty good. I feel like I'm good to go where I'm heading with this. Because we were talking about this was before the foot story.
Okay.
So we were talking about plumber, young plumber, no, middle journeyman. Not the young guy, not the old guy. Scottish dude. We were talking about no one wants to work. And I said, bro, no one wants to do anything. I said, they all want to whatever. And he was telling me about, he was talking to a realtor, doing plumbing for a realtor.
Yeah.
And this woman had just bought 10 acres and built this big McMansion on it. And he goes, what'd she do? And he goes, I don't know, man. Some kind of video with her feet. And he's
That's
like,
the foot. Oh.
Was, no, this is another foot person. Oh, so the foot thing's real. But he was like, yeah, man, friends, something like just your friends. I said, only fans. And he goes, yeah, only fans. He goes, I don't know anything about that.
Oh.
And then I said, oh, we went on a cruise. I said, and they're very accepting. And I said, and some of those very accepting people told me I should start an OnlyFans account because during the course of this cruise, they started following me on Instagram. And they said, listen, it's called Gay Eyes for Straight Guys. And you don't need to do anything different. Just post your workout videos. I'll be your first person. Like, I'll start paying you. So that's what I told the guy. I said, we're going to eat ramen and I'm going to get my OnlyFans going.
Okay.
So... Hey, you guys heard it. You guys heard it here first.
We've been there before.
And then that's when the journeyman plumber goes, or the Scottish guy goes, he goes, you don't have to do anything different. He goes, oh, I'll be shaking and working out. You know, I'll be doing it all. I'm like, right? So that's how we're going to pay for this plumbing, I think.
Yeah.
Whereas the reality is I'll probably just have Ryan. That'll be my only subscriber.
We have been in worse situations.
But I'll take Ryan's $7.99 a month. I'm here for it.
I lived in a frat house and we slept on the floor and, you know, it's fine.
Anna Patterson says, so anyone who has you guys as coaches, take note and turn in early. Anna, I've been begging my people to turn in on Sunday night for a Monday check-in. It's like in giant letters when you get welcome to my roster. And I tell people to think Wednesday is an appropriate time for a Monday check-in. So I don't expect anyone to do anything different. I will control the things I can control.
You know what?
And that is my response.
Jonathan has a screaming goat on his desk that he has to press down. He's going to go get it. You press it down and it screams, the screaming goats. He's going to show it to you guys. So every time someone turns in late and he gets frustrated, he's just going to press the goat.
Speaking of turning in late and being frustrated, Erin Raines,
yep.
First in fam member extraordinaire.
She gets us the best
She gets us the best gifts, and this was my Christmas gift.
Amazing.
If you guys only knew the number of times that gets pressed, because that is my I am frustrated.
It's going to be Monday Screaming Goat Day.
I'm literally surprised the battery still works. But yeah, Screaming Goat Day on Monday. My man Eric says, I'm trying to create or recruit some troopers.
Nice.
Get him in the game, man.
We appreciate
Let's go.
You.
Let's go. Now's a good time. Ian says, we got a run once on New Year's Eve. The husband was doing his own sink plumbing, busted the pipes off.
Ooh.
Total mayhem, entire basement flooded. His wife called on him. The shutoff valve was walled in under sheetrock.
God, don't mess with that. Don't do your own plumbing.
I was talking to a 35-year-old veteran about, he was talking about watching dumb stuff. I go, who watches this stuff, you know? And the young kid was like, people are sick. And he goes, I watch a lot of dumb stuff on YouTube. The old guy said, yeah, but I ain't paying for it. And he goes, no, I'm not paying for foot cherry pie videos. He goes, I like to watch people on YouTube think they're plumbers.
Oh, I bet.
And he said, I said, there is one thing I know I am not, and that is a plumber. That is why you guys are here.
Yes.
You know, I said, we run a company that does nutrition coaching. I was like, and I always like people when they show me they know how to do it themselves. I'm like, yeah, I was there too. And that's how I got fat, thinking I could do it myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I imagine if I thought I could do plumbing myself, I would look just like this guy.
Not
I would have busted pipes off. Yeah, there's a few things I'll do. That's
I can unclog
not one
a
of them.
Sink. That's about it.
I'll change a flapper valve in the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not sweating pipes over here.
No.
Not this guy.
Mm-mm.
So, man, that's brutal. And then walled in their shutoff valve.
Oh, God.
Anna says, my in-laws came home after being gone for 2 months to 2 feet of water in their basement.
2 months.
That was crazy cleaning up. We had to repipe the duplex we lived in. It was built in 1908 and had all copper pipes that were not compatible with any modern piping. We had to deal with that nightmare. Yeah, so they're going to rip out every bit of copper that's left, repipe it, and then... The way they did it when we moved in, was not correct. One of our plumbers actually said I think it's actually illegal what they did, the way they have it all exposed, because the blue pipe, the reason they stopped using it is it reacts to UV.
Yeah.
So when there's light, which we don't have a lot of light in, but that's what causes it to whatever. So it's supposed to be covered. So we got that to fix too.
But
so,
we're thankful that we were not gone for 2 months when it happened. We're here and we could take care of it. It's fine.
Eric, I wish. I think they're doing the, hey, get with the times.
So I'm actually going to post. We have Vero Beach Neighborhood as our Facebook group. And there are, I don't know, 20 plus thousand people in there.
And we are city water.
I'm going to get in there and ask, hey, has anyone thought about the ramifications of this? Has anyone brought this up to the city? Is this even a thing yet? Because maybe it should be. The number of houses that are getting repiped, it is several a day posts in that group about people repiping. It's outrageous.
It's funny, Ian mentioned this. That's a wonderful part of being FD. Someone in the department does drywall on the side, all the trades.
Yep.
Interesting enough, one of my jiu-jitsu guys that I just started training with, he just moved down here from the Jersey area. He was a contractor up there, and he asked what I did. And I was like, oh, we're, you know, half of this company, First in Nutrition. We combine nutrition coaching with a kick-ass community to guide people towards putting themselves first, you know. And he's like, oh, it's really cool. I was like, yeah, you know, we met on the job as firefighters. I was a fat firefighter, you know, whatever. And he goes, oh, I just wanted to decide that I was going to be a firefighter. I'm like, okay, bro. He's like, yeah, I went to go apply at Indian River, but they told me I have to go to the academy. He said, so up north, they put you through the academy. He goes, so I'm on the wait list to start the fire service.
Cool.
And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
And he was a contractor.
And he goes, yeah. Oh. He goes, I figured fire is a great side gig for my contracting.
We have a drywall guy.
I don't know if he's a drywall guy or if he's a general contractor. But we can ask him, because I am actually going to hook him up with the Vero Beach Volunteer Fire Department, which I was a member of before COVID.
Krista,
I don't think it's that funny.
I mean, listen, all you can do is laugh at it. And there's a lot of really good positives here that we were home, that we caught it, that we have a blockhouse. Like, there's a lot of good stuff. It could be way worse.
I also,
you're even in a position to do this because I will eat ramen noodles. Like, it's, you know.
I also don't know what she's laughing at. She's probably laughing at my OnlyFans account.
Probably.
Krista, I'll get you the link. You can get signed up. It's going to be me working out and apparently making popcorn for Gary Cummings.
Jonathan bonds with everybody he meets and make friends everywhere over OnlyFans.
Hey, man.
And feet and cherry pie.
And feet and cherry pie.
All right.
I'll use apple pie filling. That'll be
if someone ever grabs
my foot thing.
If you ever grab that clip from this video, someone would be like, what is, I don't understand.
Whoever wants to do our social media.
Welcome to First Aid.
Jonathan, Anna says, Jonathan, we won't judge you or your decisions. That's actually what I told the plumber. I said we kind of have a public-facing persona for our company that may not jive with me having an OnlyFans, which is why I don't have one, because that might get a little weird. Like, you know, I know we see you guys in your progress photos, but y'all don't want to necessarily see us, you know, doing that in progress photos. My man Kajimi says, can never plan for anything. I was set to deliver a 2-hour presentation at 9 a.m. this morning to our board of directors. At 8:30, the vet said I needed to bring my dog, and immediately he decided to eat a pair of shoelaces.
Yeah, those suckers can get stuck and clog up all kinds of stuff. Oh, no. What is he still there?
Yeah,
is,
I mean, you have to do the operation. Like, what's going on with
what's
that?
What's the update with the dog?
Let us know, man. Happy Friday. Eesh. Val says, water is so evasive. We had a sump pump fail twice in our finished basement. Not fun having to jackhammer the entire thing and reconcrete the floor and redo finishing. Oof.
Oh, I'm waiting to see how much damage is done to our garage floor.
Eric, knowing our city, I don't know. We'll find out.
We will absolutely check, though.
We'll find out.
I'm going to check for everything.
Krista said, I'm laughing at gay guys ogling Jonathan on OnlyFans.
I mean, they do it on the daily anyway on his social media, so we might as well start one.
Yeah, I get lots of comments that many could view as inappropriate from
that community.
My homosexual homies. And we make lots of friends on the cruises.
And I love them.
Yeah. And it's funny, I mean, I don't know how much of our stories we really want to share.
I don't know.
So there was a guy, and he liked to party, like lots of cocaine party. You could just tell. Very, very loud, young, very, very flamboyant, very, very accepting. on the last cruise we were on. And when he and his crew, and there's a name for him, and I don't know what it is, some kind of something boys. It just means they like to party. Hey, everyone's got a name, right? Once they ran out of cocaine, like 3 or 4 days in, they got much more chill. Go figure, right? And Anne was hanging out, talking to one of them in the pool, you know, doing a little dancey dance, you know.
Dancing in the pool.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, my husband, Jonathan. She goes, oh. He goes, trust me, we all know Jonathan. And I was like, what does everybody know me for? And then on that same cruise, some guy came up to me and he goes, hey, will you take a picture, you know, with my husband? And I'm like, yeah, I went to the camera. He goes, no. He goes, I want you to be in a picture with my husband. And I was like, sure, bro. You know? And I'm sitting here and Eric, I've got the frickin' Defcore flag on my boonie hat.
Yep.
And I'm just like, with this dude, you know, and I'm like, he just doesn't even know. You know, so it was kind of funny. But yeah, so apparently among
you've got the, a built-in crowd.
Yeah, I got a built-in crowd. I do well with that demographic, if you know what I'm saying.
government weird
help, yes.
Oh.
Val says that foot fetish is legit.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's what it was. Scottish guy told me the woman paid for the 10 acres of the house taking pictures of her mom's feet. It wasn't even her feet. So it was old feet.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, it's
too far.
Wild
too
out
far.
There, man. Wild out there.
Now I'm out.
Ian, I figured you were a little loopy. And you know what? Enjoy your salmon nigiri.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Be loopy and eat the sushi.
We did talk about planning for sushi tomorrow night.
Yes.
To celebrate the fact that we didn't freak out, have meltdowns, get into yelling matches, or throw anything at each other today over this shenanigan.
Yes. We did pretty good, man. We did pretty good.
So far.
Fast forward 8 hours, he's snoring at my feet. Man, good to hear it, brother.
I'm glad
good
he's
to
home
hear
and
it,
safe.
Man.
That's a bummer.
Kelly, woo! Let me put you right over top of my face.
Uh-oh.
Hubby called the other day asking where are the towels. I said in the dryer because the amount of water he got everywhere washing the dogs. He yelled, understood. Then he thought, he hung up. He didn't. He yells, where's the shut off? F this. What the F? She sold all the towels. Apparently, he shut off the wrong water valve when changing the filter under the sink, flooded the kitchen, and there was water running down the stairs when I came home. Holy shnikes.
Oh, that's not a little thing.
That is not good at all. And I don't know
I'm not laughing at this.
I don't know what towels were going to do.
Water
for
running
that
down
one.
The stairs, yeah.
Ooh, man. So it could be worse.
Yeah, it could always be worse.
Always find the positive. Which is like, it's funny because Eric had sent a DM, basically just happy Friday, man. Thanks for, you know, what you guys do or whatever. And by the time I got to read it, I was like, sorry for the delay. I was like, we had to deal with what we thought was a leaky slab, but it was just a pipe. It's a quick fix.
That's what Sephra and I were talking training, and I didn't get back to her. When I got back to her, I said, hey, I'm sorry for the delay because this is what happened.
And then now you know that that wasn't it. I had to go back and handle this. So, yeah, it could always be worse. So,
it could be, you know what?
So good to go.
We have a house that has the ability to leak, and we have to fix it, and we can, and it's fine. It's fine.
Kelly goes, call me if you want to hear worse. I'm always good for worse. Well, let's hope you get some good vibes your direction then. We definitely don't want that.
Let's hope that was the last version of worse that you get for a long time.
But guys, if you have any questions for us after hearing that sad sort of tale and letting us vent to you, we're here for it, man.
The moral of the story is control what you can, because there will always be things that you cannot control and days that you want to just say, F it, and let it go. And that's really, truly never going to solve the problem. So you're probably better off not doing that.
All those days, just smack your screaming goat.
And plan for sushi the next day.
No, the true moral of the story is first in field notes.
Yes.
Because you guys want to help us grow the family so we can afford
to stay over in the house next, after we fix it.
Over the next 6 years, paying off this $15,000 slab bill, you just send your friends, your family, your acquaintances, your enemies even, to fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com, and let's get them in the first in ecosystem. Let's start the exposure to people walking the walk, not just talking the talk, but those who are actually doing the work and winning the prize by putting themselves first, because they know that the people that depend on them the most deserve them at their best. Let's get your friends and family in the Field Notes faction and in that first in ecosystem, so we can hopefully, over time, let them know there is a way and that this is the way. Literally, this is the way.
Good timing on that shirt.
Heck yeah, dude. I feel good about that. I feel fired up about that Field Notes jammer right there. So if you guys want to help expand the fam, spread the word about Field Notes. We think it's going to be a really, really, really good way to grow the fam by that repeated exposure, those touch points they need to see that we're not full of crap like the people we just talked about on the last Sit and Speak. I don't think it was this week, but last week, about those that talk the talk without walking the walk. Well, you know that the family and the team here ain't about that life.
Nope. If this did not push us over the edge, about nothing can push us over the edge today.
You know, Krista, I don't know what this SWOT analysis is before replacing the water system, but it probably has to do with making sure that your entire region is not full of copper piping that you're going to destroy.
Or that our county is not going to switch to a system that will eat up the copper pipes.
Yeah, and the reality is, like, listen, man, this sucks for us, and we're not happy about it, and it's going to be a lean Christmas, you know? It's going to be interesting, us figuring this out, but we will figure it out.
Yeah.
Literally, these guys are saying they have to go in and tell people, hey, we got to repipe your whole house, and it's going to be this, and people are like,
they like said they had an old woman that actually passed out. Like, her daughter had to come get her because she couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I mean, like, literally the daughter said, hey, you're going to move in with me. We're going to sell the house. Yeah. So we're fortunate to not be in that situation. But yeah, it would be nice if they'd have said, huh, well, 90% of Vero Beach has copper pipes. Maybe we just don't do this reverse osmosis thing until we get a plan. They didn't do that. Are we winning the Wawa battle?
We are still fighting it.
So the reality of it is, Eric, the fruits of our labor and the victory or defeat of our efforts, whether or not our actions are effective or ineffective, will not be determined this quarter. The reason for that is that shelf space has been bought. Like, I don't even know if Wawa said, hey, we're wrong, we were terrible to do this, you know, we took your money, but we're not gonna let you. I don't even know if they have the shelf space. Like, I think it's bought in blocks of time, which is why I was instructed this campaign rages on until May 31st, because what we need to do is show Wawa that there are people that care about the product being in the store enough to post annoyingly about it repeatedly. Because that may make them go, hey, you know what, man? Maybe we'll take a little bit less money and we'll leave one spot open for a ready-to-drink protein shake. Maybe we'll take a little bit less money and put one more slot in for a go. Because that's the problem, is everybody bought all the slots. Those slots actually weren't paid for. They were given to Jocko Fuel because they had a good relationship. And when a giant company comes in and drops millions, Wawa's a business. And so we won't know how effective this is until the campaign closes. Yeah. So just keep it up, man. Keep fighting the good fight. Ian says he's hitting them daily.
Nice.
Absolutely. There was one I don't think I hit because I was like, what would I post on this one? But I think I'll go back and just post something anyway.
Anything.
Yeah. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I have heard of that type of analysis before. I don't know why I thought it was like maybe specifically related to like something water treatment or something. But yeah, man, they definitely took an opportunity on our weakness. Maybe they're in cahoots with all these plumbers. I don't know. But yeah, man, send your people to First In Field Notes if you get a chance. And you know what, man? Keep supporting yourself and support First In at the same time. You guys know what to do with Jocko Fuel. Been seeing some orders come in.
Yep.
Been getting some receipts turned into us. When you do that, one, make sure it's got a little First In fam code so we can correlate it with the way it comes in. And two, send it to us when you got $25 in that credit so we can give you a week on your account. Frog Fuel, we had some discussions with them lately. Code should be good to go on your repeat orders now. Five Oats, if y'all are sleeping on Five Oats, get after it. That's some good stuff right there. And man, if you're sleeping on Crustology, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. We're killing like 5 crusts a week over here. So get you some Crustology. As far as I know, to my knowledge, we're the only 10% code out there
for Crustology.
So get some. Outside of that, Finn, for the win.
Yep.
Now is a great time. It's the greatest time, the greatest of all times. You know how there's a certain book and it starts with, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It's just the best of times right now. Finn for the win. Bring your friends in. We give you 4 weeks. It's awesome. And you help us be able to take hot showers.
Yeah.
It's good times. On that note, if you have anything, drop it in here. Let us jam on it. And if not, we're going to go jam on some protein popcorn.
Oh, date night.
Date night. Kelly says we're having Crustology and caramel apple creamy tonight.
That sounds good.
Oh man, I haven't had any apple pie filling on my creamy. We should do that.
We should. You just had some for snack.
I did have some for snack. I probably should have just converted that to later, but I'd be starving.
No, so I'm
starving
flavor right profile, now. No.
Man, I'm really wanting to get down on a dessert Crustology too. Maybe like an apple pie dessert Crustology.
Yeah.
And then we could like freaking a la mode that thing.
Chocolate chips.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm in.
Lori says my Oreo 5 oats are hanging at the house, waiting for me when I get home.
Let us know how that flavor is.
Yeah, let us know. That's the one we haven't tried yet. We've been making the muffins, and I make like icing out of the milk, and I top the 5 oats muffin with the milk, and it's like a solid banger of a snack. So good stuff, man. All the to you too, Krista. Looking at you. Yeah, man. And on that note, guys, I think that's it. Seeing and hearing no questions from you guys, we're going to go ahead and get out of your hairs, if you will.
Thanks for hanging out, listening to our story, and letting us vent a little bit. It's always nice to get some positive vibes from you guys.
This is smart here too, man. A little cream cheese base. Splend it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Warm apple cinnamon's on top. On that note, guys, what Ann said, thank you. We appreciate you. Thanks for being here for us. Thanks for letting us be here for you. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks most of all for being first in. We'll talk to you guys soon. Tell your friends to join the fam. We're out.